Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today is the feast of Saint Benedict. Born in central Italy in 480, Benedict had a twin sister, Saint Scholastica, who, like him, would become a great saint. As a young man, Benedict went to Rome around the year 500 to study literature and law. But what he saw there troubled him deeply. The city was filled with fear, anger, unrest, and with no clear sense of purpose or meaning. People were chasing pleasure, but seemed profoundly unhappy. Disillusioned by the moral collapse of society, Benedict walked away from it all. He left Rome and withdrew to a cave near Subiaco, where he spent 3 years dedicated to prayer and work. His holiness did not go unnoticed. When a nearby group of monks lost their abbot, they begged Benedict to lead them. But he warned them that his way of life was balanced but disciplined, and they probably wouldn't like it. But he eventually agreed to be their abbot. And their community was in chaos. Benedict knew they needed balance, so he introduced a structured way of life, of prayer, work, spiritual reading, and friendship in community. But the monks bristled at the change, and they resented the discipline, and in their rebellion, they secretly tried to poison him. Before Benedict drank the cup of poisoned wine, as usual, he blessed it. Immediately it shattered, spilling the poisoned wine harmlessly to the ground. The jig was up, but rather than retaliating, Benedict quietly left. He returned to Subiaco, free of resentment, but his witness of peace and inner order drew others. Soon many came seeking his guidance, and he founded 12 small monastic communities, each living a simple, balanced life of prayer and work. This was the beginning of the Benedictine order, and one of their mottos is Ora et Labora, prayer and work. Do you long for a simpler, more meaningful life? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Everyone wants to be happy, but how would you define happiness? Let me suggest that happiness is to possess the good things that fulfill our human nature. Saint Benedict realized that, in general, God designed the human person to need certain good things to be happy, fulfilled, fully alive. So let me ask you, what do you need to be happy? I would suggest, following Benedict, that first we need union with God in Jesus Christ, to receive the life of Jesus by frequent reception of the sacraments, and a deep friendship with God by daily mental prayer. Second, we want good physical and emotional health. And that comes from sleep, nutrition, hydration, exercise, personal hygiene. And we need shelter and clothing. But we also need stability and variety, order and surprise. But don't we also want good relationships with our family and friends? And we also need meaningful work, in which we do some good for others and for the world. But we also long for knowledge. Our intellect needs to be fed by reality in the form of truth, and our emotions need to be nourished by reality in the form of beauty. So I would suggest that these are the ingredients for happiness. Now, money, time, and power, these aren't goals to pursue. We only value them because they help us get what really matters: God, family, meaningful work, love, health, truth, and beauty. But if we have those, we don't need more money, time, or power. And chasing them as goals leads to slavery. But using them as means leads to freedom. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. We just looked at the basic ingredients for happiness. Now we need the recipe. We need a way to organize our lives to reach happiness and holiness. Saint Benedict called this structure, this recipe, a rule of life. I actually like to call it a recipe of life. We need the right ingredients in the right order and the right proportion. So let me suggest a daily recipe for happiness. We need friendship with Jesus. So at least 30 minutes a day in meditation through the Rosary or Lectio Divina, but also frequent reception of the Eucharist and reconciliation. You can get that in about an hour and a half maximum. But we also have physical and emotional needs, like sleep, 8 hours, personal hygiene, 30 minutes, to prepare and eat and clean up meals every day. That takes about 3 hours total. And exercise, 1 hour every day, like a good walk. But then we need time for relationship with our family and friends. The best time for that's over meals or walking and talking. And then we need meaningful work, inside the home or out, 8 hours a day. But we want to also grow in knowledge about God and the good world He created. So I'll give you 30 minutes to read or listen to something. And then we also need to experience beauty in its many forms. I'll give you another 30 minutes for that. And you know what that totals up to? 23 hours. That gives you a whole extra hour for whatever you want to do. You can get all of that in 24 hours. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. So these are the six ingredients to a recipe for happiness. They fulfill the way God designed us. But there needs to be an order to the way we pursue them. For example, we're not much good at anything without sleep or at least rest. So we need to go to bed on time and get up on time. Then the most important ingredient is a relationship with God. So receiving Him in the Eucharist and spending time in prayer with Him is the priority. It should come first. As C.S. Lewis writes, "Put first things first, and we get the second things thrown in. Put second things first, and we lose both first and second things." And this recipe needs to be flexible, because life isn't always predictable. Some days calls for more work, others for caring for children or aging parents. Some days, truth and beauty get a little less attention, and that's okay. A rule keeps us grounded, but if the exceptions become the rule, our lives unravel. Now, by creatively combining good things, we make it easier to live the life that leads to happiness. Prepare a meal and eat it and talk with your spouse, family, and friends together. Or walk and talk with a friend. Or walk and pray the rosary with your spouse or friend and then talk. Then you get friendship, exercise, beauty, and prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Many people object, there's no way I can fit all of this into my day, or it's too overwhelming to change everything in my life at once. That's okay. Start small. Start by tracking your time. For 1 week, write down how you spend your time in 30-minute blocks. Then look at the results. You might be surprised how much time is lost to scrolling, streaming, and distraction. Now ask yourself, what needs to go? And cut out the junk. Unnecessary busyness. Over-scheduling yourself, compulsive news checking, endless entertainment, and phone addiction. These aren't neutral. They clutter the soul, dull the mind, and train the heart to crave disorder and noise. And they numb us to real life and to God. But here's the good news. When you clear the clutter, space opens up. Space for prayer. For deep friendships and good books and exercise, for beauty, laughter, nature, music, creativity, and restful meals. These aren't escapes from life. They are life. And when you remove disordered pleasures, we don't lose joy, we recover it. And then our life, ordered, peaceful, and filled with goodness, becomes not just a recipe for happiness, but for holiness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what are your thoughts on St. Benedict and this living a well-ordered and balanced life?
You know, in this specific meditation story, those first brothers who wanted, is abbot the right word?
Yeah.
They wanted him as their abbot. I unfortunately relate to them the most in the sense that I know I want what balance and discipline can bring me, but discipline is just such a hard price for me to pay, and I think that's not unique to me. And I also don't think it's an excuse. It's just that discipline is the ability to say no to the things that you want for the sake of something that you really want, something that you need. But it's just so hard. Like you and I were talking about this. It's so hard to set us, if you want to truly write something, you have to set aside time, which means saying no to a lot of other things and being really defensive of the time it takes to get something good accomplished.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think I tend to say yes to as many things as possible, and then I just give a little amount of time to all of them, which isn't really enough time to truly enjoy or truly craft something. It means I'm being a little cheap with everything I do.
Well, wherever a person is in their life, it's too overwhelming to try to change everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think the best place to begin is first just looking honestly at your life.
Yeah, I fully agree.
And it is amazing if you keep a little log of how you're using your time. It is astonishing how much time we waste.
Yeah.
And how much time we spend doing things that don't make us happy.
It's really funny because this is very similar to my recent experience with budgeting.
Oh, yes. It's the same.
I was encouraged by a friend to get the Dave Ramsey budgeting app. And the nice thing is you can attach it to your bank account. And so every single charge that comes through, it says where that falls into your budget, and you can create a budget there, and you track all of the payments you're going to make and everything. So it is really, really helpful. But I wish there was an automatic way to track everything I did with my time in my day. Because even though I can break my budget whenever I want, just seeing it does help. It helps a lot. It helps to have the math done so I know the money I'm wasting and I know what money I have left to spend. But it's kind of hard that we do have to do it manually. And it makes it a little bit easier to turn a blind eye on the way I'm budgeting my time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just seeing it makes a world of difference.
It's amazing when I talk with people and they say, I just don't have time for prayer. And I say, oh, I understand. Let's go through your day. And as they start going through their day, they slow down and then they don't want to go any further. And I say, well, what's wrong? And they're like, I just see all the places I'm wasting time.
Yeah. And I find there's nothing sadder in my life when I know I'm like, I'm busy. And then people are like, oh, what have you been doing? And I'm like, nothing.
Well, but it is. You're bringing up a second good point, and that is often we are overscheduled with things that God didn't ask us to do.
Yeah.
And so it's looking at our lives with two things. Where am I doing things that don't actually make me happy? And where am I overscheduled? And then saying no to those things so that we can say yes to what we really need to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the beauty of what Benedict did for his monks is he kind of did it for them. We have to do it for ourselves.
Yeah. I think that's the hard part. It's accountability with yourself.
Well, and then that's a great... So what I really suggest is you create your own rule of life, your recipe, your ingredients, and how much time. Share it with your spouse or a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then ask them, help me with this.
I think you should share it with your most competitive friend.
Share it with your spouse or a friend. Ask them for their help. And it's amazing the progress you'll make. But it starts with create your own rule of life. So take the transcript, because in the transcript are all the ingredients, and I've suggested some times. Just take a look at that and create your own.
Yeah. It's a good step. I like that.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.